Time for me to speak to a very, very special studio guest. I've heard of Colette Rickett. I've never met her. Colette, it's an absolute pleasure. You, of course, are the CEO of Vintage Gymnasium.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so it is, it's an amazing achievement. Let me just quickly put it in perspective here. Out of all the teams that we've just rewarded, right, with cash prizes, your team, the one from Vintage Gymnasium, was not only the only scholars team, all of the rest of them were students from UNAM, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. They've actually really had amazing trading. What did they say? Something like 30% growth?
30.8%.
30.8%. I mean, that's absolutely incredible if you keep in mind that the real bourse, the NSX at that point, rose by less than a full percent.
Yes.
So you guys, obviously, is the people we need to talk to if you want to have a little bit of
growth. In the future,
there.
Of course.
It must be amazing for the CEO of a school like Vintage Gymnasium, already has a great reputation as a scholarly institution. Mm. To see something like this must just go like we're doing something right.
I must say it's thrilling to see all these amazing achievements of the kids, and especially the fact that they really worked on their own and they went on and discovered on the stock exchange and found out what to do, what not to do, etc. And they were totally on their own. And that's the gratification that you get from enhancing lateral thinking with learners on every single terrain, and now also on the terrain of business, which is the one that I love. So, yes, I would certainly invest my funds with these learners.
Look, it's amazing. Of course, we've known that for so many years, there's always been this struggle in school between spoon feeding your students and they do really well for themselves, or letting them do their own thing, and sometimes they might fail, but they could also sometimes, like now, be spectacularly successful.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing about 21st century learning, I mean, for me, there's no use in learning a student only a number of facts that they forget after school in any case.
Yeah.
So for us as a school, the things that are important is firstly communication. So their language skills, also their computer skills in order to portray themselves well, present themselves well after school, and then the arithmetic and the critical thinking. So there's a lot of, with the robotics that we do, the artificial intelligence, and the whole construction of the curriculum is really, we are about critical thinking and about letting these learners, giving them a real good foundation for success after school.
And that, of course, that's 22nd century learning. This is not old school learning.
Not 21st
this literally
anymore.
Is, I mean, looking ahead, because the future is computers. The future is digital. The future is, you know, all of those sorts of things. And and it's good to see that we, you know, maybe we sometimes think we lag behind the world, and we always compare ourselves to South Africa. It's like, you know, there's some schools there who all use tablets every day, and we're not quite up to the same level, but I don't think we have to stand back at all.
No, we also use tablets every day.
Cool. I miss that. When I was in school, it was pen and paper all the way.
No, they all have an iPad where they get all the information, also where they do the investigations, etc. And I think what's also profound is that this group of learners are all in grade 10. So really young students and students looking towards the future and being creative about it.
Well, you should be very, very proud, and I'm sure you are. All right, I think if you can move into the microphone for us for a moment. His name is Laval Underhill. He's standing with a big grin on his face. He looks like he could be a rugby player. Do you play rugby?
Yes, I do.
That too. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay, so you're a rugby player too.
Yeah.
And, but you also, obviously in your free time, which I'm sure you don't have a lot of, also invest funds. It was virtual funds, but if it was real money, you'd have made 30% in 1 year. That's incredible.
Yes, that was pretty great. Especially taking into account that, well, as we were doing this, we were kind of just learning as we went along. We didn't really know how to do it at first. We were even at a stage we were trading money that we didn't even have. So we were.
That sounds familiar. Yeah. I just don't really spend the stuff I haven't got yet.
Yeah. But I mean, just all thanks to God for just really helping us and giving us the opportunity as well.
Okay, so how many people in your team?
So it's 4.
Okay, now you got to give me the names, because I'll explain to you in a short while why. And of course, you're in the limelight today, but it's a team effort, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so it's you and who else?
Okay, so Anne, Alze, and George.
Anne and Alze, are they twins?
No.
By any chance?
No.
It's just the name sounds so familiar.
Yeah.
All right, and that's why you guys are called GEAL, right?
Yes.
Because you are obviously Laval, and then the other initials make up the rest of the names.
Yes.
All right, so we're now talking, looking ahead, you're only in grade 10.
Yes.
But what are you looking at studying one day? I'm assuming you're going to be studying.
Yeah.
This is obviously your thing, right? Have you always been into investment, finance, that sort of thing?
Well, yes, I've always liked dealing with, if I can say, numbers. So that includes money and finance as well. Currently in school, I am the three choice subjects that I have is business, accounting, and economics. So, yeah, I am in the future, I'm looking to work in this, I can say, group of work.
So a specific field, are you looking at actuarial science or just BCom or maybe an accountant? Or what are you looking at? Have you decided yet? Or?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I'll probably just start off with BCom and then build up from there.
And then an MBA and make a lot of money. You know how that stuff works, right? Well, you're on top of things because you certainly have the ability to make money. I know Tian was kind of looking at you going like, ooh, hang on a second. Yes, definitely something to score. But it's great stuff. I hope you guys are going to bring them up on stage at some point when you have another school function, because I think it's something that really, really deserves the applause of your schoolmates, because I think it's been an amazing achievement.
Thank you.
That will definitely do. Unfortunately, they are writing exams this morning. So
that's
the only reason they were unable to join us.
No, but we actually thought none of you might be able to because we weren't sure, you know, how the exam schedule works. But at some point, you'll be done with that stuff. And no, I think it's amazing. Any idea what you guys are going to be doing with the money? Because you get, 80%, I think, goes to the four of you. So that's a chunk of cash. Are you investing it for your future? I would imagine.
Well, yes. In fact, I think we spoke about it the other day at school, where most of it will then just be reinvested so that we can, once again, just get return on that. And then, yeah, that'll just be such.
And the good news is you'll be able to make it grow too, because you know what you're doing, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, it's a great thing. At the end of the day, you know, if that's a chunk that you can put towards your education one day, great stuff. So there we go. Thank you so much for both of you for spending time with us. We thought earlier on in the competition they were having growth of about 8%. Those were the sort of leaders. And wow, ending up with 30%. That's incredible. I mean, that's actually unheard of. Like I said, best in 10 years. So well done to Laval and Colette. You should be very, very proud. And I'm sure you are.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very
wonderful
much.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. And I have this vague suspicion we might see you in this position again next year, because we'll be doing the NSX challenge again next year. But
and the next year.
Yeah.
And yeah, for sure. I'm sure you guys will be entering teams as well. Great stuff.
Thank you.